I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Obviously not the performance we were looking for. Thought we beat ourselves, turned the ball over three times. They get 10 points. We get one takeaway. Don't get any points off it. Just not enough complimentary football. Just didn't seem like we were into a rhythm offensively enough. And when we did, we had penalties, self-inflicted wounds, and early on in the game. And then this second half, I didn't think the pass defense was good enough. Gave up some chunks there, which hurt us. So just not enough overall. And we got to learn from this, and we will.
Do you feel like the problem with the offense really started with the run game, just not being able to establish it?
Yes and no. I mean, I feel like, you definitely have to establish a line of scrimmage early in the game. I think some of those situations were, we're behind the sticks off schedule because of some of the self-inflicted wounds, and then we put the ball on the turf. Just not a winning formula right there.
John, do you feel like your wide receivers are winning enough downfield?
Well, there's one-on-ones, every game. There's one-on-ones, and you want to make sure you're winning those. So we'll evaluate that, and we look at it on film. And same thing on the defensive side. There's one-on-ones there, and you got to win those, and or win more than you lose, right? So I thought our guys fought. They played hard, but this is one we need to learn from, and some of those things, and then schematically and. And then just fundamentally, you start with the fundamentals, right, of winning football. Usually it's us taking the ball away three times to none, and in this case it was the other way.
Sean, you know all about Diggs and Stephon, the way he can play. What was happening tonight? Was it scheme-related? Was it him making plays? What did you see, at least initially?
A little bit of both. Yeah, a little bit of both. The quarterback got out of the pocket and extended some plays a little bit on some of those as well. So. It wasn't just one thing. We had a pressure on one side, and we didn't set the edge with the contained player, and that was the one down our sideline there, and I think that was the third quarter there. So it was a combination of things, and overall we got to be better.
Also, there was a couple lack of finish plays. We had twice on that last drive, in fact. You had them for sacks,
yeah,
and didn't finish those plays. That's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. So, again, these are things we have to learn from, and it's got to start with, like I said, with the fundamentals. You cannot turn the ball over and expect to win three times. And then the field position is a 10-yard difference. Let's just start there, and then we get into the rest of it, which there's things that need to improve in that area as well. So, but for me, that's where I start. You got to take care of the football. You look at the stats, the numbers don't lie, right? It's you turn the ball over three times, and you get one, you're down, you're negative two on the turnover differential. So that's not a winning formula.
Sean, the unforced errors and penalties tonight, just your thoughts on the volume of them?
Yeah. Again, it hurts, it affects the rhythm of an offense. And you make it hard when you're off schedule due to penalties. So I think it was 8-1 or 8-2 at halftime in terms of the penalty count. So we've got to look at those and learn from them. And that's what we got to do.
Coach, you're going to take a look at the tape and correct some things, but mentally, where do you want the guys to bounce back from this one?
Yeah, this is the NFL, right? It's hard every week, and like I said, I told the team, I said usually we do what they did, and so in doing so, we didn't play our game tonight, and that's frustrating, and this is pivotal learning opportunity for us right here. So there were some other moments where I just feel like maybe we're too cute at times, and overall, we gotta look at some things and just be honest with ourselves and learn from it holistically here. Offense, defense, and special teams. It's never one player. It's never one side of the ball. I thought the special teams covered their explosive return game rather well, so that was a plus. But again, just overall, a more complimentary approach.
Did Matt
Milano
re-aggravate the same
ankle? Yeah, that's what I heard. It was his pec at halftime. I don't have any more details right now, Joe, but I'll probably have something next day or two here for you.
John, you could have really created some distance in the division. Now it's suddenly a race. Does that help maybe in terms of getting your guys focused again? Because, it could have been an easy street there for a little while if you'd won this game tonight.
Yeah. I mean, woulda, shoulda, coulda, right? So it's the NFL. It's highly competitive, and it teaches the lessons fast. And, we've got some young guys on our team in that locker room that they'll learn from this, and the entire team needs to learn from this. We're capable of playing better and performing at a higher level. You just get off to a rough start when you're not taking care of the football and you're not being able to execute and stay on schedule. So we played the game that they wanted us to play. In terms of as soon as we put the ball on the turf, the first one, there it was, because they needed to. If I'm them, I'm thinking, hey, I got to steal an extra possession somehow, and they got it right off the bat, and we did it. It wasn't anything they did, but again, all learning opportunities for us as a team, and that's what we need to do.
Particularly in the first half, what did you think of defense, with a bunch of those turnovers?
Yeah, I thought the defense, I think we had two turnovers in the first half, only gave up 3 points. And so, I thought the defense was playing good defense in the first half, and in the second half, gave up some chunks in the passing game, which we can't do, so we got to look at that. So it's just everyone playing well together at the same time. That's kind of how it kind of went, where we weren't playing well together in a complimentary way, and because of that, we couldn't get in rhythm as a team overall.
Is that inconsistency with the defense and sort of maybe the growing pains with having some younger players?
I don't want to use that as an excuse. I'm not going to do that. It's execution. It's making sure they're in the right positions. And they made some adjustments. The Patriots made some adjustments at halftime. And then we adjusted. But that first drive after half, was kind of bang, bang, bang. I expect more from us there, but then we made some adjustments, and then they still made some plays, in some of those one-on-one situations. I think in particular that backed up series right there on our sideline. So two of them were quarterback out of the pocket, scramble situations, I believe. So,
Sean, was that first fumble, the end around to Dawson, was that supposed to be a handoff to Dawson? Was that supposed to be a fake, and he just kind of got there a second too early?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a handoff. So.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.